Okay, today is Daf Kuf Gimel. We'll go back to Kuf Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So it says like this: Kosher Nima Bamikdash Avaloba Medina. You're allowed to fix an instrument, tie a string in the Beis Hamikdash, but not in the Medina. Only in the Beis Hamikdash you can do that. Why? Really, there's no reason why you can't fix a. We're not talking about tying. We're not doing a malacha. You're just fixing an instrument. So Rashi says on the bottom over here that it's a machshire mitzvah. It's to prepare for a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Karbanos. So when you have the instruments in the Beis Hamikdash, you prepare for that. These instruments accompany the karbanos, so they help the karbanos. They're a mitzvah for the karbanos. And now the instrument broke. What am I going to do? So by fixing it, it's a machshire mitzvah. And says Rashi, the Gor Farish Taima, the clever machshire mitzvah, shaloha yalacha la'asosam me'asol. You couldn't have done this yesterday. You couldn't have fixed. Well, why not? It didn't break yesterday. It broke Shabbos morning. So says the Mishnah, da'ayom nistatla, broke right now. Doches HaShabbos, it's Doches HaShabbos, says Rashi, afal gav de kesher av malachahu, even though tying is an av malacha. Somebody in this Mishnah holds that you can do an av malacha on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash because it's a machshire mitzvah. Meaning, it's for a mitzvah.
But I think our problem with touching any musical instrument is because it's taken clean.
Right. No, but we're doing it on malacha. So in other words, the same person will hold, baby's born on the eighth day, baby's born on Shabbos, the bris is on Shabbos, you forgot to get a knife, you can cut down a tree, and prepare, and do everything you have to do to get to make a knife. Now, you could have done that beforehand, but let's assume you couldn't have done it beforehand. What? Okay, Avaloba Medina, but not in the rest of the country. But if it's the first time, if you're making an instrument now, kan v'kan also, you can't do that anywhere. Here, also there. Says the Gemara, for a minute, one second. There's a brayso that says like this: Nimas kinar shenifsika. If the string of the harp broke, lo hayik kishora, they wouldn't retie it. Ela onva, they make a bow. Make a bow, because we know that a bow is many times, according to many, is mutter. So they make a bow to get out of this problem. So I have to make a bow. Our Mishnah said you could fix it. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. The brisa that said you can't do it is v'rabbanon. That's the sheet of the rabbanon. V'ha, and our Mishnah is l'Rebbe Eliezer. Our Mishnah is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. L'Rebbe Eliezer, according to the Amar who says, machshire mitzvah dochen es haShabbos, he holds that machshire mitzvah doche Shabbos. There's a side point. What if you couldn't have done it before Shabbos? You could have done it before Shabbos. But as a general rule, machshire mitzvah are doche Shabbos. I need a knife for bris milah. I can make the knife on Shabbos. It's a machshire mitzvah doche as a Shabbos. That's what he holds. You can't make a knife because you want to cut steak. That's not a mitzvah. But if it's for a mitzvah for a bris milah, it's doche Shabbos. I need these instruments for the Beis HaMikdash, it's Doche Shabbos. L'Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, the Amri ain't Dochin, you can't, no such thing. There's no such rule like that. Onvin, Onva, you have to make a bow. That's how we resolve the Stira. So the Gemara says, one second, E Rebbe Eliezer, then I feel like a Chilanami. Then if it's Rebbe Eliezer, then why can't you start off that way? Why can't you do it? I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, Shabbos, but where are the instruments? I don't know, we don't have any. Let's make one right now. Why did the Mishnah say, if you're starting off making one, it's usher in both places? Why? That can't be right. So we reject this answer. This can't be the right answer. Ella lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Vaha, Rabbanon. And the Braisa is the Rabbanon. What's that about? So Rashi says in the third to bottom line, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who says, O aniva av malacha. Aniva is an avbalacha, b'mesech the Shabbos, in chilek beit in v'lekshira. There's no difference between bowing and tying. No difference. The kosher, the kasavar, machshir mitzvah dochen. Rabbi Yehuda holds like his friend, Rabbi Eliezer, that your machshir mitzvah dochen as a Shabbos, and there's no difference if it's tying or bowing. What's the difference? Bowing is just as usher as tying, so he can't be the author of the brisa. The brisa said you can't tie, but you can bow. According to him, it's no difference. According to him, they're both exactly the same. So he's the author of our Mishnah. And he holds like, hey, I have a Hadatanya Onva, who said you have to make a bow? That's the Rabbanon. The Amri La Malacha. It's not that, a bow is not a Malacha. The Kivin the Efshar Baniva, Lo Machal and Shabbos. Since you can do it with bowing, it's not Machal Shabbos. However, so what did we just answer? That Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that anything that you need to do for Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos. So if he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, back to the same question. But what, then why can't you make it a lechachila? Same question. Hey, Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Daman. According to who does he hold like? Yeah, obviously, Aliba, Rabbi Eliezer, Kamar, Afil lechachila Nami. Then even lechachila you could do it. So, but stop now. Ela lo kasha. It can't, there's no kasha. How, here's how we're going to explain the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Lo kasha. Ha. The Braisa that said that you're not allowed to tie is Reb Shimon, a new person. Reb Shimon. Ha. Our Mishnah is Rabbanon. Our Mishnah is the Rabbanon. What's Reb Shimon? Here we go. The Tanya. There's a Braisa that says like this. Ben Levi. Shinif Zagalonima, Bekinar. If he has a harp and it broke the string, kosher. Tie it. Reb Shimon Omer Onva. Reb Shimon says, no. You have to make a bow. So Reb Shimon is the author of the Braisa, right? Reb Shimon is the author of the Braisa, and the Rabbanan, the author of the Mishnah. One minute. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Afhi ena mashmas esakol. That's not going to help. Ella, it's not going to help tying. Well, who ties a bow like that? Ella mishal shalomata v'karach lamaila or mishal shalomaila v'karach lamata. Somehow you get an additional string out there, and somehow you pull a string down from the top of the harp, the extra strings, and somehow you fix it.
Can I explain?
What?
Can I explain?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So the strings on the harp are secured at both at two ends. At the bottom of the harp with a knot, and the top of the harp with pegs. And they always have excess string which they wrap around the peg. So if it snaps, you just pull the excess down and tie it at the bottom.
Excellent.
Usually with a knot.
Very good.
Some are saying you do it with a bow on Shabbos, but you wouldn't tie it in the middle because it wouldn't make any sound.
I hear. Excellent. Okay, thank you. Now, How did that answer the question? That we now saw another person. We're just giving another person. So Shimon. So Rashi says in the top second line, he says, Masnisan Rabbanon. The Mishnah now is the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Palagalev Rab Shimon. The Amri Kosra. They hold you're allowed to tie it. The Zvir Lahuk Rabbi Eliezer. But if they allow you to tie it, what's the hetter to tie it? Because you're Mashiri Mitzvah Dochan of the Shabbos. So back to square one. Then why can't they do it l'chachila? Says Rashi, I'll tell you why not. Because the Sfira Luka Rabbi Elazar B'chada, they agree with Rabbi Elazar in one point. That what? The Makshir Mitzvah Dochen, Kigo B'shi'i Efshet Laso Sama Yesmol, only where you could have done it yesterday, K'diktani Shadifzika Lo Nima B'kino, because it broke right now Shabbos morning, U'pligi Yala B'de Efshet Laso Sama B'dom. But if you could have done it on Friday, then they agree, they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold, no, you can't make a knife on Shabbos for a baby when you could have done it on Friday. What kind of thing is that? If you couldn't have done it, you could do it. If you could have, you can do it. Now, why are we giving this explanation? Now Rashi explains, Hilkach betchila aser. Therefore you can't make it lechachila. That explains our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to make Mashir and Mitzvah Dochan HaShav. When? Only when you could not have done it before Shabbos. If you could have done it before Shabbos, no such heter. So why didn't we say that before? We had Rabbi Eliezer himself, then Rabbi Yehuda, and now the Rabbanan. So three tries to get this point. Why couldn't we get this point beforehand? Why couldn't we say Rabbi Yehuda holds like that? Or Rabbi Eliezer himself holds like that? So Rashi says, Umeikara, Kihavi, Mukminan, Le, Rabbi Yehuda, my time aloshin in Hachi. Why don't we give that answer? Rabbi Yehuda said that Holy Rabbi Eliezer, but not if you could have done it beforehand. Why don't we give that answer? Why are we giving it now in the Rabbanan? And the Gemara says, "Mishum delo shmeinan behedya de isle haisvar lahaflig bein efshel lozer." Because we never heard Rabbi Yehuda say such a thing, make such a distinction. We never heard such a thing. Can't make it up. Because we never heard anyone say that. We never heard anyone say that, so we can't just say Rabbi Yehuda says that. You have to have some backup, some support. The Rabbanon have to say it. It's the Rabbanon. Fine. V'bayseima. I'll give you another answer to explain it. Ha, v'ha, Rabbanon. It's both of the Rabbanon. V'lo kasha. Ha, kan. Our Mishnah is talking about be'emtza, where the string ripped in the middle, and then you, in order to fix it, you have to make a whole new string. Tying it in the middle won't work. Kan, the brisa was menatzad. It's on the side of the harp. Okay, so that one string, you could just make a bow. It's not going to be the end of the world. V'yibay Sam, another answer. Havaha be'emtza, it could be both in the middle. Mar, savar, gazrinon. Rabbi Shimon will hold, we're gozer. We're not going to let you do that. In the middle, atu, you'll do it at the end. Umar Safar Logos Rinan, and the Rabbanon hold on such gzera, we'll make a gzera like that, and therefore, even if it's in the middle, it's in the middle, at the end, it's a different halacha, you're not going to make a mistake, and therefore, fine. Okay? Good. Next. So, next Mishnah. Chotchin Yabeles Bamikdash. You can cut off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalobe Medina. But you can't do that on Shabbos. But you can't do that at home. Now, it says Rashi, because a wart is a mum. Lutamid, for the carbon. Shadoch es HaShabbos. Right? The carbon tamid is Doche Shabbos. They brought carbonos in the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. So I have the animal has a wart. Like, what am I going to do? It's a mum. So cut it off. Why let it cut it off? You can only do that in the Beit HaMikdash. You can't do that at home. Why let it cut it off? Tichsev, or Charot, or Yabeles. Yabeles, the Kra, Karina, Yabeles, a wart. She ain't sham dover, ella kamo, chigris. It's like a lame, I don't know, Rashi's going with the whole thing over here. Dumya, the shavar, it's like it's broken. Veloksi, a shavar, you're very fine. Avi Yabeles, Mum, Chotchin Yabeles. Chotchin Yabeles, says Rashi, Biyad Ka'amar, with your hand. You can't use a kli. You can use your hand. It's a Darabanan now using your hand. It's only a Darabanan. Ein Shavos Bamikdash. You can cut off the wart with your hand. Okay? V'im B'kli, you want to use a kli? Kan v'kan Aser. It's Aser everywhere. Right? Right? Very key Rashi over here. Key Rashi. Af agaf t'chi avid nami biyad misakein hu. But 1 second. When I cut it off with my hand, I'm still being misakin the animal. Now the animal is a carbon. Before it wasn't, now it is. That's not a derabana, it's a daraisa. It's like your favorite malacha. It's misakin mana. It's makam patish. Before the animal wasn't good, I made it good. I cut it off with my hand. So what if I use my hand? Says Rashi, Favale choteich mibale chayim, favi told of the gozes es hatzemer. It's gozes, it's a told of gozes. Since he did it in a funny way, did it in a backhanded way, it's only a derabanan. Doesn't really talk about makav patish. It's only a derabanan, and therefore it's mutter with your hand in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Yeah. What? Okay. Verminu. 1 second. It says like this. It says regarding the carbon Pesach. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. How are you getting the animal from wherever you are to the Beis HaMikdash? You have to get it there somehow. So here Kivo. Vav Aso. If you carry it, right? If you put it on your shoulder. Or Vav Aso. And you brought it. Or Michutz L'Tchum. Or from outside the tchum, or here's what we care about. V'chatiches yabalaso, or you cut off the wart. Ein dochen. What does ein dochen mean? None of that is doche Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dochen. It is doche Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, said you can cut off a wart. This Brisa says you cannot cut off a wart. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer said you can, but the Brisa, the anonymous person, said you can't. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Amar. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Chad Amar. How are we going to resolve the stira? Can you cut off a wart or not? Ha vaha balacha. Both warts are talking about, it's a moist wart. Velo kasha. And it's not a kasha. Kan biyad and kan bekli. Here we're talking about, you were doing it with your hand. And over there, by Pesach, it was talking about with a kli. V'chad amar, ha vaha biyad. No, different answer. Both biyad. Velo kasha. Ha balecha. By the carbon Pesach, it was talking about a moist wart. Right? Ha biyavesha. And here we're talking about a dry wart. Okay? So, right. So, if it's dry, it's not even an Issur Darabanan, because it's like already half off and it doesn't count. Therefore, I'm just talking about that. But by Pesach, I was talking about a moist wart. And a moist wart is a problem. That's why the Mishnah said over there, the Brayso over there said you can't do it. Why didn't he give that answer? Not a better answer? Why do you have to say the answer is yad or kli? Say the answer is wet or dry. Because Amalach, he'll have to tell back to you, Yavesha, afilu b'kli nami shari. Even a kli that you can do with a kli. My time, afruche ifrucha. It's as if it's already off. It's already crumbled and nothing. So even with a kli, you could do it. Ulamanda Amar Habalecha Habiyabasha, the one who said moist or dry. My time alava habiyat habakli. Why didn't he give that answer? What's wrong with yad or kli distinction? Amalach, he would say to you, Bikli, Hatnan, in Bikli, Kamvakanasar. What do you mean? If it's a kli, there's no heter. V'edach, what's the first one gonna say back to that? Now the only reason we mentioned that the second half Hava Hava Kli is because we wanted to show you we don't hold like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Eliezer that Machshir Mitzvah that you couldn't have done beforehand is Motor and Shabbos. That's why we mentioned Kli. Ve'edach. And what about the other one? Yeah, the reason why he said you can't use a cut off the wart is because he wanted to compare it to carrying it or bringing it outside the Tchum, which we're also not allowed to do. Ve'edach. And the other one, what about those? So, first of all, Hakivo to look Rav Nassim. The carrying it must not be like Rav Nassim, the Amr who said, Chai no says Asmo, you're not over for carrying live things. Must not hold like that, because he said you can't carry it. And have also, Bichut to Tchum, could be Akiva. It's not like it could be Akiva, the Amr who said, Tchum and Daraisa, Tchum and Daraisa. Fine. So in our Mishnah it said, you're allowed to. In my Pesach it said, you're not allowed to. How do we answer that stira? Either one's moist and one's dry, or one's with the yad and one's with the kli. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Kal v'chomer. There's a Kal v'chomer, no? What's the Kal v'chomer? Uma shchita. Shchita of a carbon Pesach on Shabbos is mutter, right? Shim mishum balacha doches haShabbos. That's doches Shabbos. So elu mishum shavus, ain't adin shchitchos haShabbos? So, how about cutting off a wart should for sure be mutter. I can do shechita, which is rav balacha, so can I do cutting off a wart? It's only yisad rabbanan, right? So the first answer is clearly wrong. The first answer was the distinction is wet or dry. That's not a distinction, right? El Amar Yosef, third answer, hava habiyad. They're both with your hand. Ushvus b'mikdash b'mikdash hitiru. When can you do an Issur d'Rabbanan for the Beis HaMikdash? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Shvus b'mikdash b'medina lo hitiru. You can't cut off the wart in your backyard then bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can only do it at the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's Usur. Our Mishnah said you can cut off a wart. Why? It's only d'Rabbanan. In the Beis HaMikdash. They allowed it. They didn't allow it in the house. It's for the Beis HaMikdash. Too bad. You have to still wait till they get to the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef Abaye v'kamal ha-shmaitza, eis fair of Safra l'Abaye. One second. We have a story, we learned this a few days ago, ha-yekari b'sefer ala skupa, if you're eating a sefer on a porch, on a stoop, then it's gadla sefer miyado, and the sefer rolled away, but he's still holding on to it. Golo Etzlo, you're allowed to bring it back to you. What on earth does this have to do with what we're talking about? So the Gemara equates Svarim, Sefer, with the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's what the Gemara is doing. Vaha, and over here, Hacha, the Shvus BaMikdash. It's a Shvus BaMikdash. It's a Derabanan of the Mik, what's Mikdash? Meaning a Sefer. B'Medinahu, but it's in your house. Right? It's in your house. And we allowed you to pull it, draw it back. So what do you see? That we are allowing the Rabbanans, when it comes to Mikdash things, in your own house. And there's no gzera, you might come to carry it. We don't make a gzera like that. So the Rabbanan, it's a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, you're being rolled from here to there.
But your carpet is a Daraisa, right?
So it's also carrying a Daraisa. Yeah, but we're talking about you doing this Isuri the Rabbanon right. To facilitate bringing the carbon. Right. So only you can do it only there. You can't do it in your house.
But you don't have a chiyuv.
What? No, but the point is, you're doing an Isser. You're doing an Isser in the Beis HaMikdash.
We allow you to do the Isser in a case where you have a Daraisa to do something.
Who said? I hear. So we're going to give a different answer to this problem. But we're going to give a different answer. A good answer too. But you hear the question. You allowed me to do an Isser the Rabbanon. Over there, not in my house. So over here I'm doing Isidore Bonin in my house. I'm violating a gzera. So the Gemara says, one second. The case is not the same. Falavu kimna beskupa karmelis. Wait, we said that only if the skupa is a karmelis. The Rishus Rab Mufaris Lefaneha, and there's a Rishus Rab in front of you. I'm a karmelis. So a karmelis to a Rishus Rab is only Dura Bonin already. It's only Dura Bonin already. One second. Fakivan da agidu biyado, I'm still holding on to thee. I'm still holding on to the thing. So then I feel Shavuot's not, it's not even a Darabana. I'm holding on to the half the scroll. The other half rolled away. So of course I can go back to, if the whole thing fell into the street, then you're right. It's a Xerah Darabana, and I now to carry it back. But here I'm holding on to it. So what Darabana did I over? That I rolled over there? So what? So the whole Kasha's not a Kasha. Eitzvei. Now, another Kasha. It's a Sechta Shav, it says like this. When now Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday. So when Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday, are you allowed to roast the Karban Pesach on Shabbos? If to roast the Karban Pesach. You can do it on Friday night before the Seder? Can you do that? Says the Mishnah in Shabbos, Mishal Shalas HaPesach Latanar Imch Shachashecha. With dark, meaning you can't be Mechal Shabbos. V'ahacha. So somehow you put it into the oven before Shabbos. Maybe it continues to bake, cook on Shabbos, but you can't start it up with l'chachil on Shabbos. L'hacha, one second. Where are you doing this? Where are you doing this roasting? In your house. V'hacha, but over here, shvus de mikdash b'medina. It's a shvus about a carbon, but it's in your house. The carbon you took it home. V'lo gazmin, shem yichat tebil b'chalim. And there's no iser. When that goes there, maybe you're going to tumble with the coals to make the meat more geschmack. So how come we're not goes to that? How do we allow you to roast the carbon Pesach on Shabbos in your house? How do we do that? Ishtik. And Abai didn't know. So that's a good question. How do we allow that? Just like we did with Yosef, when we went to Rav Yosef, Amalei, Hachi Amalei Rav Safra. Here's what Rav Safra told me to answer that question. Amalei, my time will tashani lei, b'nei chabura is the reason, ain't? Why didn't you give the following answer? Because b'nei chabura are zaris. When you say, you know, nobody eats a Karban Pesach alone. So they're zaris, and they, hey, you can't touch that, you can't do that. So Abaya said, who made up that halacha? That chabura is the reason. Who made up that? Kohanim's reason, ain't? The Kohanim are like that. Amrinan, we say such a thing. The Kohanim has reason. B'nei Chabura, Zrizin, Hain, Lo Amrinan. There's no such halacha like that. That other people are Zaras?
Didn't we have cases in Shabbos where we said that if you're with other people, you won't come clean?
What?
I seem to remember cases in Shabbos where we said that if you're with other people, you won't come
so,
clean.
So,
but I will remind you.
So there's I saw once in a Haggadah, I have a Haggadah at home, asked the following question. Why are we not goes there that when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, why are we not goes there that you can't eat the matzah? Like you can't take a lulav, you don't read Megillah. Wherever he goes, you can't eat matzah. Why? Because maybe you'll go to a chacham to ask him how to eat the matzah. Or to how to kosher, you have a shayla, whatever it is. So we should make the same gzeirah made by lulav And by Megillah, we make it by Matzah. Why don't we make such a Gzera? Why is there no such Gzera? Does anyone think it's a fair question?
It's not quite so skillful.
What?
Not quite so skillful.
So the Haggadah answered, because you're not eating it alone, and someone there is going to know the Halacha. Someone there is going to know the Halacha. So you don't have to go anywhere. Lola, I do by myself. Megillah, I don't know, I guess I read it by myself. So, according to that answer, this doesn't make any sense. Because then you say people know. Anyway, Abaya said, that's not an answer. There's no such halacha that B'nai Chabura is the reason. And therefore you're not going to come to do an Aveira. No such halacha like that. Kahanam, we say that.
What John's saying is the halacha of choosing the land. If you have two people learning together,
right. That's right. So, according to Abaya, we have a kasha that we don't answer. How are you allowed to roast the carbon Pesach on Shabbos? Abaya says, I don't know. And where the heck that comes from? You want to tell me B'nai Chabura's reason? I never heard such a thing. So we end off. Rava gives another answer. How do you distinguish between the two cases? Cutting off. Here we said you're allowed to cut off a wart, and a Pesach we said you're not allowed to. And this is going to... Our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who said, Bachshir mitzvah dochen as a Shabbos. Very simple. Bachshir mitzvah dochen as a Shabbos. So cut off the wart. Umod Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer does agree, according to Rava, Dikama de'ef shalashanuye mishaninan. That however you could make a change, to make it less usher, make a change, therefore no kli. Therefore, no kli. Really, machshir mitzvah docha. You need the animal. No bigger machshir mitzvah than the animal itself. Cut off the wart. Why do you have to use a hand? Whatever you can change, change. Don't use a kli. Maihi, what's that about? Titania. Kohen she'olso lo yabelas chavero. Listen to this. If you wake up in the morning, you're a kohen, your friend's a kohen, you wake up in the morning, and your friend says, look at this wart that grew on my body. Shabbos morning. I can't do the avoda now. I'll have a mum. If that happens, chod chlo b'shinav. No, your friend should bite it off with his teeth. And then it's good. Bite it off on Shabbos? B'shinav in b'klilo. Chavero in ihulo. Only your friend you can do it, not yourself. Only with your teeth, no other way. So Mani, who said this? Who's the author of this very strange brisa? Ilem Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, what Rabbanon? So Rashi says, the Amri, Machshir mitzvah lo dochu av malacha, that a Machshir mitzvah not dochu av malacha, ubamipto ashminan deshvus dochu, but in the basic English, yes it is, kigon b'shinav, b'shinav b'chabero, if you cut off someone else's wart with your teeth, that's very abnormal, that'll bring the malacha down to a derabanan, in shvus b'mikdosh, no problem, right? And I could have done it yesterday because I didn't have the wart yesterday. So what have I done? I figured out a case where everything's Darabanan. It grew on Shabbos, and I'm doing it with my teeth, and it's for you, and it's so strange, it's all in Darabanan. Is that the case? Then, B'mikdash, given to Amri, Rabbanan, Ba'alma. Since the Rabbanan said, Ba'alma, that the Rabbanan always hold that cut it, let's say you cut your fingernails, you don't use a kli. You use your mouth. Or you use some abnormal tool. You use a knife. Nobody uses a knife to cut it. Let's say you do that. So the Alma, Mishum Shavos, and so that's always a Durabana, that's what they hold. So Hacha, Malihu, Mali Chavero. So why can't you cut off your own wart? Why can't you bite off your own wart? Why is it only someone else's? Why? Elalav must be Rabbi Eliezer, the Alma who said, the Alma, Chayev Chatos. Really, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Yichayev Achatos, if you cut off a wart. Why? Because it's a tikkun. It's Makom Patish. I couldn't do the malacha, now I can. Makom Patish. Right? Now, if you use your teeth, what kind of Makom Patish is that? It's such a bad job. The way to do it is you go get a surgeon, he'll take it off with a kli, it'll look good. The guy cuts it off with his mouth. That's gonna look good. Okay, so I got out of the mum issue. That's a tikkun. Hacha, afagaf the machshir mitzvah dochen as a Shabbos, kamal the shaninan. So he allows it because he wants to do machshir mitzvah. He allows it, so, but you got to do it with a kli. We got to do it with a shinoi, right? And that's the makar for Rava. That same thing over here. When you cut off the wart of the animal, the reason why you're allowed to is because Rabbi Eliezer said you're allowed to because it's machshir mitzvah and it's docha Shabbos, but you got to do it with a shinoi. So Gemara says, "Lo, that's not the answer. La'olam, really, it's Rabbanon. And it's the Rabbanon. Now, vi'i also bekreso hachanami. If the wart grew in a place where I could cut it off myself, of course I don't need my friend to do it for me. Do it myself. Why is someone else biting off my wart? Why can't I do it myself? Because it's begabo. It's on my back. How am I getting it off by myself? I can't. I need you to do it for me. Or batzila yadav." Some back of your arm or something. The ihu lo matzi shakale. I can't do that. I can't bite it off myself. And if I need you to do it, right?
I have a question just about in general making these comparisons from one case to the other case. In the case of the kohen, so let a different kohen do it. In the case of carbon pesach, you can't say somebody else should do the carbon pesach.
No, it's to get a different animal. Same thing.
Huh?
It's to get a different animal.
You have to bring the case. You have to bring the
right.
Carbon, right. So you have no choice. You have to bring a carbon.
I know, but they wanted to do it. They want to. And I hear it's a decent question. So the Gemara says, one second. V'i Rabbanon, if we're talking about the Rabbanon, Nishkele Nile Biyad, why can't you use your hand? You have to use your teeth. V'tishot Rabbi Eliezer, Dumb Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokes, the Machlokes about cutting off fingernails is Biyad. That's only, that what? That whether or not it's considered an isser, because you look good afterwards, even if you don't look as good, you still look good. You got your fingernails cut. You look a little more like a human being. So okay, it's not a perfect job because you didn't have a kli. Yeah, somewhat. That's the machlokas. Avul b'kli devei kol chayiv. But if you use a kli, everybody would hold your chayiv. Therefore, so then why are you mentioning teeth? Why teeth? Yeah. According to you, why can't you use your hands? Why do you have to use teeth? Why can't you use your hand? Hi, my. You can't use your hand, because if I let you use your hands, then you'll come to use a kli. But according to the Rabbanon, why can't you use your hand? Why do you have to use a kli? Why do you have to use your teeth? Therefore, the answer is, it must be Rabbi Eliezer that holds that if you could change it, you should make a change, and vasulo midi. Nothing more to say about this. That's Rava's answer. Rava's answer is, the distinction is, whether you use the distinction between the Mishnah here that says you're allowed to cut off a wart, and by Pesach says you're not allowed to, what's the answer? The answer is, machshirei mitzvah are mutter, as long as you'd make a change. So, therefore, in our Mishnah, you do it biyad, and in the case of the Karban Pesach, so why can't you do it in the Karban Pesach? Maybe there was another gzera over there, I'm not sure. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kohen shalaka be'etzbo. So Kohen has a wound on his hand. Kore chala gemi b'shabbos. You're allowed to put on some kind of gemi, some kind of band-aid. Gemi means rubber. Some kind of band-aid on Shabbos, says Rashi. Afal pi shagemi mirapa es hamaka. Even though it's healing the mako too, it's healing the wound. Had some medicine on there, it's healing the wound. And we know, you don't want to take medicine on Shabbos. Why not? It's a durabanan. You might come to grind. Right? Hoel v'hashta mia l'tzorech avodahi. But the guy's got to do the avoda. Lav urach are shetire makaso im ha'avoda. It's not appropriate, says Rashi, to do the avoda with a big wound on your hand. Mechasa oso begemi. So carve it with a band-aid. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. That's what Rashi says. Avalo b'medina. But in the rest of the world, you can't put on a band-aid, assuming it has medicine in it. You can't do that. And v'im hotzi dam kan v'kan, usher. And if you want to get the blood out, then even in the Beis HaMikdash you can't do that. If for sure, in For sure, in your house, you can't do that. So Rashi says, why not? She'ein zeh tzorech avoda. That's not for the avoda. Ve'od tahavele chovel. Also, it's chovel. Ve'av malacha ve'lo mishri gabayo. It's not malacha, that's not mutter. Chovel means to make a wound. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Chia, lo shanu elagemi. It's only true if you have a gemi, which is a piece of rubber. Avol tziltzel katan, but a tziltzel katan, Rashi says, blaz bendel. A little bendel made out of string, made out of material, that's, you can't wear that. Have a yitur begadim. It's extra begadim. You're only allowed to wear four begadim, not allowed to wear more begadim. Right? You can't even wear a string around your finger. It's an extra beged. Right? Which leads to an interesting question. So did the kahanim wear a yarmulke? They had a hat. So they had a yarmulke underneath the hat? No. Clearly not. What? Yes, so it's interesting. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that they would make it. Who did the avodah every day? They made a lottery. How did they make a lottery? One of the kahanim took off his hat, and he's standing there, and then everybody else, they would count and different numbers, and then the guy with the hat, the guy who took off his hat was the starting point. So we count it down to 38. Whoever, we're going to go in a circle, whoever with the number lands on 38, he gets the avodah today. That's what they would do. And they would start with the guy who took off his hat. Took off his hat, standing without a yarmulke, without a head covering. It's a big discussion over there in the post give. Well, he wasn't moving, he's standing still. Not moving. So L'chora, they didn't wear yarmulkes. But L'chora, they wore yarmulke when they were not in the avoda. Because otherwise, what's the hak about that guy who took off his hat? But the Kohen took off his hat. What's the hak? Why is there a hak? I understand. Then what? No. Then why is there a discussion? How can you do that? We're walking without a head covering. No. It's not, what do you mean? I'm not doing a voting now. I'm doing a lottery. Right. So that's, I don't know why. It's like, why is that? I don't know. It's one of the sechok. Why do I have to wear this and that? Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. The only time you can't wear a beged is when you're wearing a beged already. You can't wear an undershirt. I want to wear an undershirt underneath my shirt. You're not allowed to do that. Did they wear underwear? I'm not allowed to wear a beged. When is the makam of beged? There's no beged on my hands. So why can't I wear a band-aid? I have a shlob makam yit beged, lo have yit beged. But on my hands, it's not an issue. It's not an issue. One second. For tape, you have another problem. It's a chatzitza. How could you hold a knife or do anything? Right? There's no and I'm with a chatzitza. The knife's supposed to touch my hand, not my band-aid on my hand. It's a chatzitza. How could you wear a band-aid? It's not in the makam of the begadim. Good, you got out of that one. What about a chatzitza? So bismal? No. It's in your left hand, where you're never going to do avoda with your left hand. A lefty can't do avoda, so you have to do left hand. So you're never going to do a vod in your left hand. So that's where the wound is, on your finger, on your left hand. There's no chatzitza, and there's no issue of the extra begadim. Inami b'yamin, or it could even be in your right hand, shalom b'makam avoda. So on the back of your hand, not going to be a chatzitza anyway. On the back of your hand, you don't touch the thing with the back of your hand. Upligi de Rava. Rava argued on this. Tamar Rava, Amar of Chista, makam begadim, one second. If it's makam begadim, afilini ma'achas chotzetzas. Then even one string is a problem. Shlob makom begadim. If it's not in the makom begadim, shalosh al shalosh chotzetzas. Then it has to be at least 3x3. Pachos mishalosh al shalosh ain't a chotzetzas. A band is not even. It's not a beged. Says Rabbi, it's not an issue. It's not a chatzitza. Yeah, if it's makom begadim, that's a problem. I hold it as a problem. If it's not makom begadim, it's not a chatzitza. It's a band-aid. It has to have a certain shear. A beged has to have, by definition, has to have a shear. You have a little tiny string to wrap around the wound. It's not a beged. Says Rav, I would hold you, put it in your right hand. It's not a chatzitza, it's not a beggar. Now, Ad Rabbi Yochanan vaday pliga. Rabbi Yochanan said, not true. Right, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that there is a chatzitza, even if it's smaller. Right, he said you can't put it there at all. He said it was on your left hand. Because he held, there is a chatzitza, no matter how big it is. So Ad Rabbi Yochanan Vade Pliga. Rav certainly disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rabbi Yehuda Breid of Chia me name a Pliga? Does he argue on Rabbi Yehuda Breid of Chia, who said that a tziltzel katan is mutter? Does he argue on that? Shiny tziltzel katan the chashiv. Maybe he'd say the tziltzel katan is different. It's chashiv. So it's a chashiv. It's a chashiv of band aid. That might be a different story. Rav might agree with that. That it's a problem. Shlosh Machrina, Amri Le, Amr of Yehuda Breid of Ika, Rav Chia, Losha El Gemi. It's only true if it's a Gemi. Aval Tzotzel Katan, Chotetz. But a Tzotzel Katan makes a Chatzitza. For B'yachran Amar, La Amru Chatzitza, Pachas Mishal Shal Shalosh. We only said there's a Chatzitza less than 3 by 3. El Makam Begadam. Aval Shal Makam Begadam, but if it's not Makam Begadam, Shal Shal Shalosh Chotetz, Pachas Mishalosh, Ein Chotetz. Behind the Rava. That's exact same thing as Rava. We'll forget the Mishnah, Amr of Chista, Lame Pliga Bid of Huda Bid of Chia. Maybe they're arguing about that issue about the Chashivas. No, Shine Tzil that's exactly the point. Shine Tzil Zakatan, the Chashiv, it's the Chashiv. For Rabbi Yochanan, not the Shmina, Nami, not Gemi, the Shmina Tzil Zakatan. So what's the difference between a Gemi and a Shul Zakatan and Tzil Zakatan? Why, if they're both the same, why do you mention Gemi? The answer is that Mukhaz Mosavaka Vucha Kamashalan, we want to tell you another side of Lacha, the Gemi Masi. The Gemi actually has healing qualities, it's a whole different story. Alright? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.